Good morning, everyone. It's been a wonderful week to be alive. Now, I know that life often gives us some exciting ups and unfortunate downs, but I personally believe that you're still breathing and standing upright, well, you're incredibly blessed. I know one very wise old gentleman of 100 years told me that his secret to life was to keep putting one foot right in front of the other. In other words, don't stop, don't give in, just keep going. Very simple, but so profound. Today I want to talk about a man who knew how to keep pushing on. And more importantly, he had a heart that was focused where it should be. And this man is David. David, the shepherd boy turned king. David was a man that God could use. Now let me show you why I think so. The Apostle Paul gave a summary of Jewish history to the people he was speaking to. And during his summary, he mentioned how God had removed King Saul from the throne because of his disobedience. And then he mentions David. Go with me to Acts chapter 13, verse number 22. We'll just read one verse. Paul says, "And when he had removed him," that's removing Saul, "he raised up for them David as king, to whom also he gave testimony and said, I have found David, the son of Jesse, a man after my own heart, who will do all of my will." David was a man after God's own heart because he would do all the things God asked him. Now, if I may, let me draw some personal conclusions or applications for us to look at today. A person that God can use will have a heart to do what God asks of them. That's just a summary of what we're going to talk about. So let me say it again. A person that God can use will have a heart to do whatever God asks of them. Now, do you have a heart that God can use? What do you think about it? Well, while you think about that, then we'll go to the Lord in prayer. Father, I thank you, Lord, for this morning, and thank you for a little breeze that's coming through to keep the mozzies at bay. Help us, Lord, as we consider this important thought. Do we have a heart that God can use? Do we have a heart who's willing to do whatever it is God asks us to do? David was that sort of person. Now it's a challenge to us. We need to be that sort of person. Lord, help us to learn some things from your word today, in Jesus' name. Amen. And now, let's do a little digging and see if we can find out what made David so special in God's eyes. So, let's look at his early life. But first, I'm going to give some background. King Saul was Israel's very first king. The Bible said he stood a head taller than everybody else. He was David's king. And Saul did very well until he chose to disobey a direct command from God. God judged him unworthy and removed his spirit from him. Well, this disturbed the prophet Samuel because Samuel had anointed Saul. And now God had removed his spirit from Saul. And it had broke Samuel's heart. But God stirred him up, said, "Listen, I've got something for you to do." 1 Samuel 16, verse number 1. "Now the Lord said to Samuel, how long will you mourn for Saul, seeing I have rejected him from reigning over Israel? So now fill your horn with oil and go, and I am sending you to Jesse in Bethlehem, for I have provided for myself a king among his sons." It's interesting that God was looking for someone, and he had found that person, but he really didn't tell Samuel who it was. How would Samuel know? So Samuel arrives in Bethlehem and he calls for Jesse and his sons to meet him. Jesse brought 7 sons up to meet Samuel. Let's look in verse number 6. So it was when they came that he looked at Eliab and said, "Surely the Lord's anointed is before me." Eliab must have been impressive. Remember, Saul stood a head taller than everybody else, and Eliab must have been some big, strong, tall, massive man. He had probably had an imposing figure. So Samuel said, "This must be the man." But God had other ideas. Verse 6. But the Lord said to Samuel, "Do not look at his appearance or at his physical stature, because I've refused him. For the Lord does not see as man sees, for man looks on the outward appearance, but the Lord looks at the heart." God's not looking for some big, powerful, or incredibly smart person, or even somebody that's just overly charismatic. He's looking for something totally different. So what is it that he's looking for? So Samuel goes through all the brothers, and God is not impressed with any of them. So Samuel asks, "Is there any more? Surely God didn't make a mistake." But Jesse says, "The youngest is out watching the sheep." Listen, the youngest was out missing all the excitement of a prophet of God being in their house. He was simply doing what his father told him to do. So Samuel sends for him. David comes in, and we'll pick up the story in chapter 16, verse number 12. He sent him and brought him in. Now he was ruddy, with bright eyes, and good looking. And the Lord said, "Arise, anoint him, for this is the one." David was dark-skinned, bright eyes, and good-looking. Nowadays, you'd probably want to put him on the front cover of some magazine. But remember, God's not looking on the outside. He's looking on the inside. What David had could not be seen with a handsome face. And remember, he was just being obedient, doing what his dad told him to do. And God chose him. I remember a story from American history about America's first president, George Washington. A diplomat asked George Washington's mom, "What is it that you taught this man to make him such a great man?" Mrs. Washington simply said, "I taught him to obey." I think this is something that David knew. But there's another story that we'll look at that will show us even more about David. Again, David is watching his dad's sheep when his three older brothers go off to join all the excitement. It seems some invading army attacks Israel, and the nations go off to fight them. David's brothers join the fight. They are the oldest. So Jesse, David's dad, has something else for David to do. 1 Samuel 17, verses 17 and 18. And Jesse said to David, his son, "Take for your brothers an ephah of this parched grain and these 10 loaves and carry them quickly to the camp to your brothers. Also take these 10 cheeses to the commander of their 1,000. So if your brothers are well, and see if your brothers are well, and bring some token from them back to me." Just for your information, an ephah is about a bushel. So again, David was just obediently doing what his dad told him to do. But something happens that stirs him up. On the battlefront, a huge warrior by the name of Goliath had been coming around and embarrassing the Jewish army. He says, "Send someone to fight me, and if he wins, we will serve you. But if I win, you will serve us. Didn't look real good, did it? And when this big guy Goliath come up and challenged the Jewish army and their tall king, Saul and the army ran like scared chickens. This is not a good look for the army of God. The army of Israel was supposed to represent the God of the universe, and at this point, with them running, God's looking pretty weak. So David shows up with his goodies, and he greets his brothers, and while he's talking to them, this huge Philistine warrior shows up, and he repeats his threats. And again, the army of God cowers in fear. So on a personal note, what would you do? Seriously, how would you respond to the threats of a 9-foot bloodthirsty warrior who literally wants to take your head off? Now listen to how David responds to the threat. Chapter 17, verse 26. For who is this uncircumcised Philistine that he should defy the armies of the living God? Did you catch that? David saw that the honor of his God was being threatened, and it fired him up. And Saul hears about what David said. He calls David in, and Saul meets with David. He honestly thinks David's a bit crazy. I can understand that. But David explains something, how God had enabled him in the past to kill a bear and a lion who was trying to come in and steal a lamb for their lunch. David explains it in verse number 36 and 37. Your servant struck down both lions and bears, and this uncircumcised Philistine shall be like one of them, for he has defied the armies of the living God. And David said, the Lord who delivered me from the paw of the lion and from the paw of the bear will deliver me from the hand of this Philistine. Now, is David just being a smart aleck teenager? Or is he showing something? Is he showing what kind of a heart he has? So let's get what's going on. God's army was being embarrassed, and the price of it was God's glory. And then David, in his story, showed how God had saved him from impossible situations in the past. And David had confidence that God could and would do it again. Saul responds, go and may the Lord be with you. David is a man that was obedient. He had a heart for God, and he had trusted God in the past, and he had found him dependable. And finally, David was willing to put his life on the line and trust God again. And because of that, we know that God called him, he was a man after my own heart, because he was willing to do what God wanted him to do. So what will he do as he comes up against Goliath? Well, we've heard the story over and over. And next week we'll look at that battle. But now let's just make what we've learned a little bit personal. Do we have an attitude of obedience toward God and toward those in authority around us? The answer to that will show you something about yourself that you may need to know. Secondly, have we trusted God in the past and found him trustworthy? Has he been proven in our lives? And thirdly, are we willing to put everything on the line and trust God again, even though it may look scary or hopeless? If you can say yes to these questions, then maybe God can say of you, I have found someone who will do whatever I ask them to do. So, Are you a person that God can use? In the next few moments, we're going to play a song, and I would encourage you just to search your heart and ask God to show you what's in your heart, to see if you really are someone that God can use. So let's close in prayer. Father, I thank you, Lord, for this opportunity to look at David, and thank you that the Bible is so clear about his character. And now that we've learned these character traits of David, a mighty warrior, somebody that you can and did use, help us to apply those character traits in ourselves and just see, are we that person that God can use? My prayer is that we'll surrender and let you do with us whatever it is that you choose. I ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.